Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again. Thank you for the seed. Know that the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to step up to a higher level, that you're going to make connections that's going to play a significant role in your life, that you're going to achieve much. You're going to expand your contacts and your network of individuals. For the Lord says, hold on tight, because you're going to begin to see that there's going to be a smoothing out in this season. And you're going to begin to see God is going to touch your lifestyle. He's going to touch home. He's going to touch family. He's going to touch relationships. But he's also going to touch your work life. And you're going to make right decisions that is going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, I bring you into power. I bring you into the ability where you'll be able to have greater control of your life and the circumstances and the situations. For the Lord says, it's important that you understand that compromise is going to be key for the balance of this year. Being flexible. For the Lord says that you're going to prosper. And you're going to see that your labor and your hard labor and your perseverance is going to pay off. And it's also going to begin to increase your bank account and give it a boost as well. Expect much to be coming forth into thy life. Focus on the positive and don't worry about things that are out of your control. And as you begin to let go and let God, you're going to see great increase happening around thee. For there shall be a move of the Spirit that shall cause you to prosper and that shall bless the works of your hands. New doors and avenues shall open up unto thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, wait and see what I have for thee. As I look deeply, I'm hearing the Lord say that even between now and around about the 10th of September, the Spirit is going to help you to draw people into your life. And I see friendship and greater love happening around thee. I looked up and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you've had the months of stress. Now the Lord says things are becoming lighter. For this season shall be the kickoff where you shall begin to let go of career concerns. And you're going to see that between now and September of 2015, you're going to make many new friends, and some is going to help you in ways you had not yet considered. You're going to also begin to see that you have just stepped into a brand new cycle and a brand new season, for some dazzling things are coming your way. For the Lord says you're going to have protection, and you're going to have favor that shall be around thee. For the Lord says, I will send forth individuals that's going to go out of their way to help you and assist you. Watch the moving of my hand, for the heavens shall favor thee. I will touch areas of property, home, and real estate even in this hour. And you're going to find that some kind of possible excellent financial deal in regard to real estate could also open up for you. And you're going to have the ability to be able to negotiate some things that are going to work out in your favor. And you're going to see that your dreams are going to become real and even so much more vivid. For the Lord says, I bring you also into a time of a psychological and also a physical healing. So if you need to see a doctor for any type of problem, God says go ahead and do so after the 25th of this month. If you have an unusual case, then your doctor may have problems making a precise diagnosis of something. And yet God says have patience and get second opinions and go through the tests as necessary. Also, God says be watchful with drugs or like medications or prescriptions that may be prescribed to you because you may have some kind of reaction. And God says just go ahead and discuss the side effects with any of any new medicine that you may have to take, and just look it up even on the internet to get more information. It do seems like the toughest day of this month for you is going to be on the 25th of this month. And out of that, something's maybe surrounding financial troubles could become evident. Something financially could become more evident to you. Know that the hand of the Lord is moving, and you're going to see the hand of favor. Sister Nancy, thank you for the seed once again. Know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this hour and moving in this season. And you're going to see, woman of God, that though you have been have some challenges in your body, almost like your five senses has been under attack. The ears, the eyes, the throat, your five senses has been under attack. The enemy has been busy seeking whom he may devour, but he shall not devour thee. Now it seems as if, woman of God, you might be dealing with elderly people in this season for some reason. It seems as if you might be dealing with real estate. But yet it's a time where you're going to finish up some things as well. It's a time where the Lord says, I strengthen thy body. It is a time, woman of God, where the Lord says, I do a new thing in thee. Thy throat, thy reproductive system. Get more water into your system. Avoid heavy strains. Don't overwork yourself. Drink plenty of fresh water, and that's going to be key for you. And yet, it also seems that there's something surrounding products is going to bless you as well. Products. Something surrounding women with products shall also bless thee. Also seems like you're going to renew some friendships or some new connections that is going to bless you as well. I want you to know, Sister Nancy Dandy, that the Lord says the anointing that is upon your life is of me in this season. And it's going to cause you to produce some new things in your life. And it seems as if, woman of God, that you may be, maybe proposals or something of that nature could be coming around you. It's a very spiritual time for you where God's going to bring some real spiritual favor, spiritual connections. For you're going to come into a time where I will touch thee prophetically and you're going to see things at a whole nother realm. It shall also be a time that the anointing shall cause you to come into a time of favor at work, and you're going to inquire and acquire some things. And your prophetic ability shall cause you to see things that have ideas that are way ahead of themselves. Futuristic ideas, ideas that seem crazy, but there's money connected to them. For you are in a season and you are in the land of prosperity. There's a covering for prosperity that shall bless thee. In business matters, use wisdom and watch whom you deal with. I'm going to tell you how I'm hearing it. Watch any kind of a mood-altering substances that can alter your thinking or your emotions. Deception the enemy wants to bring, but God said, I will show you the wolf hiding in the sheep's clothing. Watch what you decide to get invested into. Watch whom you have around you. Watch quick things, quick things, because they're not of me. Things must be solid. Things must be sure-footed in this season, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Nancy Dandy. For I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, inheritance and blessings. For Father God says this is the season of balance, and this is the season where He's going to cause some things to be turned around in your professional life as well as in your social life. For Father God says August is going to be a powerful month concerning relationships and partnerships. Father God says there's going to be a lot of new individuals coming in and out of your life in this season, so be mindful who you trust, said the Lord. Father God says make sure you set boundaries in this season, and Father God says make sure you don't allow anyone to take advantage of you in this season. Don't wear your feelings or your intellect on your sleeve in this season. Father God says speak and be heard. I hear Father God saying anything that you're going to be purchasing, like any quick purchases in this season, Father God says don't emotionally buy in this season. Father God says avoid purchasing things that are going to cost you in the long run. I hear Father God saying this is the season of the test before the blessing concerning some things. I hear Father God saying you're going to be activating your faith. And I hear Father God saying minister to the family in this season. I hear Father God saying he's restoring some things concerning the family. And I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're moving an infinite uncommon favor concerning relationships and partnerships. Woman of God, God says, grow not weary in your well-doing. For Father God says this is even a season of quick turnaround concerning some things financially. I hear Father God saying this is the season. I'm even hearing Father God saying for August, look out for some, oh, Jesus. I hear Father God saying the 25th and 26th are going to be some powerful days for you. So Father God says plan, organize, strategize. Don't be a homebody in this season. For Father God says get out and mingle. For God says social favor in this season, networking in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.